You know, I love that song. I want life to be nothing but Christ in me. You know, Jesus Christ, as we all know, was a perfect person. And he exhibited qualities that God intended us to have as well. So tonight, I'm going to be sharing on something I've entitled Cultivating Thankfulness. You know, we live in a world today where society seems to be getting more and more unsatisfied. The mindset of never having enough has poisoned the minds of people over the years. People never have enough money, clothes, shoes, cars, electronic devices, fame, power, fortune, and whatever else the case may be, the list goes on and on and on. So I guess we should all ask ourselves from time to time, what is enough? Do we continue to yearn for more and more materialistic items or other things of that nature to no end? I'm guilty of this at times. There are two things that I will always enjoy personally, and those things, as many of you know, are fashion and new technology. My folks who are sitting in this room would say that I probably have 37 too many pairs of shoes, and that it seems to be growing by the day. But this is the attitude of our society. Nothing seems to be satisfactory. So perhaps we should ask ourselves, what is the solution? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I call it thankfulness. God has given us the ability to be thankful for a reason. I'll tell you what, being thankful combats and solves many different types of issues. You know, thankfulness, otherwise known as gratitude, can be defined as a feeling of appreciation or the quality of being thankful. We instinctually have a fight or flight response, so we really aren't hardwired to be thankful, but it takes a little bit of effort to do this, and it's an ability that God himself has instilled in us. And it's really quite simple, yet many people have a hard time doing it. So tonight I want to share with you five ways to cultivate gratitude or thankfulness. All right. Number one, take notice. You know, many people don't really recognize or value what they already have. They don't see what they have because of the false feeling of inadequacy or whatever it may be. They don't realize what they have until they lose it. Have you ever heard someone tell you that you never know how special someone or something is until that person or thing is gone? Well, sadly, this happens all the time. You know, we just spent an entire month looking at the value of relationships and the qualities that make relationships of a godly nature. But what about being thankful? Being thankful for that special person each and every day, because the day will come that they won't be there. And as for materials, well, folks, those can be replaced. And God tells us in his word many times about being good stewards. Or better put, take care of what you've been given. Number two, switch your point of view. You know, many people, like I mentioned, have the mindset of not having enough or better yet, just what they need. Perhaps we can try to switch this to exactly that. I think many of us have done a pretty decent job of this over the years for the most part, but for many, this is a great challenge. When I hear stories of witnessing, it would appear that many of these folks have exactly what they need and are just unhappy. But true enough, some may have been dealt a bad deck of cards. But for those that haven't and think that life just sucks for whatever reason, we should encourage them to change their perspective. And that by itself solves a lot of issues as well. All right, next one, number three, share your appreciation. You might call this maybe random acts of kindness, but for many of us, it comes in the form of service and ministry in the body of Christ. There are two things that people normally give. You give time, or maybe you might give some of your financial resources every now and then to share the fruit of what God has provided. And guess what? It multiplies. The more we give, the more we receive, but the more we receive, the more we should give. Number four, see the silver lining in every situation. For the born-again believer, the silver lining in every situation is our Heavenly Father, because He's the one who has made everything possible. You know, it says in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So if that's the case, how much more is there to get? The truth is, we don't need to get more. But it's about appreciating and appropriating what we've already been given. Because I'll tell you what, we've heard this before many times. We spend a lot of time praying for things that we've already have. And we spend time every now and then looking for things that we already have as well. And here it is, folks. We've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Number five, last but not least, Jesus said four simple words that would change the trajectory of our perspective for all eternity. He said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation." But here are those four words. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Not sure if you've noticed this, but a grateful person is generally someone who doesn't try so hard to be happy. Because the phrase, be of good cheer, doesn't have any complexities to it. Jesus simply said, be of good cheer. Be happy. Quit trying so hard to be happy and just be happy. I think we've talked about that few times before. In the pursuit of happiness, quit trying so hard to be happy and just be happy. Oh, I can go on and on and on. But I kind of want to close out tonight with one more thing. If you'd like, you can take your Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. But in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. See, folks, this is what it says in the Word of God. And the Word of God is the will of God. Amen? All right, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful Word. Thank you for always guiding us to do your will, Father. And it's not easy, especially in this life that we're living. But as we draw breath, Father, we are up for the challenge to be better and better for you on a daily basis. And it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.